I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The majority of adults in the United States take one or more dietary supplements either every day or occasionally. These supplements include vitamins, minerals, herbals and botanicals, amino acids, enzymes, and other categories of products. To talk about these supplements is Dr. Bernadette Marriott. She is a professor in the departments of medicine and psychiatry at MUSC, and earlier in her career, she was the founding director of the Office of Dietary Supplements at the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Marriott, what are some of the key points we need to understand about dietary supplements?
Well, dietary supplements were first actually defined in a regulatory sense for the FDA by Congress way back in 1994. And a key point about this regulatory definition is that all dietary supplements had to have a very specific label. So you, as the consumer, can look at the product and see a label that identifies what the supplement includes.
Why are people taking so many supplements?
Over 50% of Americans do take supplements every day, and what they primarily take are multivitamin, multimineral supplements. And they say they take them as a safety net or insurance that their diet is providing adequate nutrition.
When we take multivitamins, does our body absorb those vitamins in the same way as foods that we might take?
For the most part, yes. The data that's been accumulated scientifically has shown that nutrients are absorbed from supplements in the same manner that they are from foods. The data is very strong that multivitamin mineral supplements are helpful to people, and they're good usable sources of specific nutrients.
How can a person assess the quality of the ingredients in a specific supplement or vitamins?
At this point in time, there's no way that a person can really identify the quality of the content of a dietary supplement from its label, with the exception that people can look for the USP mark on a product. The USP has partnered with the FDA and is an independent agency that will identify the ingredients on the label, make sure by testing in the laboratory that these match the ingredients and the quantity, and test for contaminants. They also look at whether or not the capsule or the pill will break down in the body as it says that it will.
Are there any categories of supplements that we need to be especially careful about?
The products that primarily have been removed by the FDA are bodybuilding supplements and rapid weight loss supplements.
Is it important to mention supplements to your primary care physician or other physicians when you go in for your checkup?
Absolutely. One of the reasons is that dietary supplements can interact with specific pharmaceuticals.
Dr. Marriott, where can people find reliable information about the supplements that they're taking and perhaps any research about their effectiveness?
The NIH Office of Dietary Supplements provides free online information about dietary supplements in general and science-based information sheets that are available on their website, and they also have videos.
Dr. Marriott, thanks for this information about dietary supplements.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.